Audio Bookshelf presents The Lives of the Pirates. Swashbucklers, Scoundrels, Neighbors Beware. Read by Ray Childs and Kimberly Dakin. Now and then, we had a hope that if we lived and were good, God would permit us to be pirates. Mark Twain.
Lives of the Pirates, Introduction. As soon as ships started sailing, people popped up to rob them. Fleeing their landlocked lives, pirates sailed the seven seas for adventures in stealing. Think outlaws, think criminals, violent, hairy, crude, and rude, and not all of them were men. These were rebels, but with a cause, flouting authority, living lives as free as the wind, challenging unfair rules. Can it be coincidence that so many pirate ships have revenge as part of their name? True, they were robbers, but they were often underdogs as well, fighting against society's laws, armies and navies, and whole governments. They were bullies, but also team players, governed by their own democratic rules, surviving danger in exotic island locations. No role models here. Several did play a part in world history, but mostly these were daring and dangerous criminals who made scant contributions to civilization, unlike many famous musicians, artists, and writers. And yet, aided by the flow of entertaining pirate-themed books and movies, we continue to be fascinated with pirates, usually thinking of them in a romantic